Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 16, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Local businesswoman brings empowerment and confidence to Plano with new Blow Blow Dry Bar. Local entrepreneur Shannon Myers Ambrosie has brought empowerment and confidence to Plano with the opening of Blow Blow Dry Bar on April 11th. With five signature styles on the hair menu, a variety of treatments, and makeup looks, Shannon aims to create a space where women feel supported and confident. As a seasoned global consultant, Shannon's own experience with Blow after rotator cuff surgery inspired her to provide a place for self-care and wellness in the community. Blow Blow Dry Bar in Plano offers expertly trained staff for consultations 7 days a week, catering to guests of all ages and backgrounds. Open Monday to Sunday, the bar combines sophisticated design with a fun atmosphere to ensure an enjoyable experience for all. For more information, visit Blow's website or call 469-931-7597.
Local entrepreneur and beauty enthusiast opens Blow Blow Dry Bar in Austin, brings premier beauty service to community. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original Blow Dry Bar and Blow Dry Bar franchise, recently opened its newest bar in the Goodnight Ranch community. Local resident Lori Vasquez Campagna is the entrepreneur behind Blow Blow Dry Bar Goodnight Ranch, offering a chic and welcoming space for locals to look and feel their best. With Goodnight Ranch emerging as a vibrant neighborhood, Vasquez Campagna hopes Blow Blow Dry Bar is one of many businesses to enter the area, making Goodnight Ranch a premier Austin destination. Blow Blow Dry Bar is on a mission to create a space where people of all ages, ethnicities, and orientations are welcomed, represented, and made to feel gorgeous, while emphasizing the need for self-care and wellness. Expertly trained blowers are available for consultation 7 days a week to meet the needs of all guests. For more information on Blow Blow Dry Bar in Goodnight Ranch, please visit the Blow Blow Dry Bar website or call 512-215-2683. Q&A with Addison Labonte, founder of Sweet Addison, launches first ever protein cookie. Sweet Addison's is launching their first ever protein cookie in collaboration with Texas-based wellness expert Taylor Dukes. Packed with 17 grams of protein from Taylor's unflavored bone broth protein powder, this cookie is free of grains, dairy, soy, refined sugars, and preservatives. Whether you need a pre-workout boost or a guilt-free dessert, this cookie is a delicious way to fuel your body. Founder Addison Labonte, a D1 runner and foodfluencer, wanted to create a protein option that aligned with customers' wellness goals. The partnership with Taylor Dukes Wellness was a natural fit, combining their shared values of balance and real ingredients. The protein cookie stands out for its soft-baked texture, nostalgic flavor, and nutrient-dense ingredients like almond flour and bone broth protein powder. Sweet Addison's is always looking to innovate, with new seasonal flavors in the works, to continue offering nostalgic treats made better. Rock Breaks, UCOR Rare Metals Inc., TOTCQX, UUF. Poised to play pivotal role in REE supply chain. UCOR Rare Metals, listed on TSXV as UU and OTCQX as UURF, is making strides in securing domestic rare earth elements essential for defense systems and clean energy. The company received an $18.4 million funding agreement from the U.S. Department of Defense to develop a rare earth processing facility in Louisiana. This facility aims to reduce U.S. reliance on China for rare earth elements and will utilize UCOR's Rapid SXTM technology for efficient extraction. The plant will focus on separating key rare earth elements like neodymium and dysprosium, crucial for electric motors and defense systems. Ucor's long-term vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American rare earth supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska.
Capital Square successfully capitalizes single-family build-for-rent community. Capital Square announced today that its offering, Capital Square Glendale BFR, LLC, has been fully capitalized, raising over $43 million in equity from investors for a 320-unit build-for-rent community in Glendale, Arizona. Partnered with Sunstone 2 Tree, the project will become Ironwood Homes at the Rosefield, featuring detached single-family homes and townhomes with various amenities. Construction is expected to be completed in the third quarter of 2026, with 10% of units already delivered. Located near the Village at Posada and Desert Diamond Casino, the development is strategically positioned in a high-demand area. With Phoenix's strong economic fundamentals and the growing demand for build-for-rent communities, this project is set to provide quality housing and value to investors.
Eaton Solutions secures $58 million Series C. Eaton Solutions, the wealth management platform trusted by the world's wealthiest single and multifamily offices to manage over $1 trillion in assets, has finalized a $58 million Series C round led by Navis Capital Partners. The funding comes as Eaton Solutions experiences rapid growth, with revenue quadrupling in the past 3 years and client base expanding by 340% across 15 countries. The company's Atlas V platform, now used by over 800 of the world's wealthiest families, manages 130,000 entities, 205,000 plus investments, $65 billion in annual bill payments, and processes over 14 million transactions annually. Eaton Solutions will use the funding to fuel product innovation, AI development, and expand its suite of products targeting the PE and funds industry, with a substantial presence in North America, Asia Pacific, Europe, and the Middle East. Eaton Solutions is well positioned to cater to the growing demand for wealth management solutions.
Q&A with Susan Gallagher, president at ZRG's Consulting Solutions. Susan Gallagher, president of ZRG's Consulting Solutions, is leading the charge to build a team obsessed with clients' toughest problems and unafraid to speak the truth. She believes in challenging the status quo and disrupting the traditional consulting model by focusing on outcomes, not just advice. At ZRG, the culture is one of radical curiosity and zero pretense, aimed at helping clients achieve results they thought were impossible. Gallagher is determined to create a new era of human-centered performance in the consulting industry, where talent and execution are at the core of business strategy. Clients and colleagues can expect ZRG Consulting to break the mold, challenge conventional thinking, and deliver real, impactful solutions that stick.
Fannie Miller and Esperanza Collin launch MedSynergy Communications, a new era of culturally intelligent health tourism marketing and business structuring. Fannie Miller and Esperanza Collin have launched MedSynergy Communications, a communications agency specializing in health tourism marketing, bilingual PR, and LLC and business formation services for healthcare professionals. With a focus on cross-border health services, MedSynergy helps clinics, hospitals, and practitioners promote their services and establish their businesses effectively. Co-founder Esperanza Collin brings expertise in multicultural health advocacy and business development, offering services like LLC formation and compliant business structures. With a focus on health tourism marketing, cross-border outreach, and branding for healthcare businesses, MedSynergy empowers health-focused businesses to connect ethically and effectively in the growing industry. Mexico's tourism industry is booming, with record numbers of international tourists and significant growth in the medical tourism market. MedSynergy Communications is dedicated to supporting the success of healthcare providers across borders.
Genesense announces U.S. Food and Drug Administration grants Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy Designation to GNSC-001 for knee osteoarthritis, OA. Genesense Corporation announced that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted the Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy Designation to GNSC-001 for the treatment of knee osteoarthritis, GNSC001 is a gene therapy designed to block interleukin-1, a key mediator in OA pathogenesis. This therapy offers long-term IL-1 inhibition with a single injection into the affected joint. The FDA's RMAT designation recognizes the potential of GNSC001 to transform OA treatment. Clinical trials have shown promising results, and Genesense plans to accelerate late-stage development to provide a new treatment option for those suffering from OA. Stay tuned for more updates on this groundbreaking therapy. Splash Beverage Group reports first quarter 2025 results, highlights major balance sheet transformation and strategic milestones. Splash Beverage Group, Inc. reported their first quarter 2025 financial results, highlighting a major balance sheet transformation and strategic milestones. The company addressed prior liquidity constraints affecting sales activity and financial performance. However, recent balance sheet improvements and strategic initiatives have positioned Splash to pursue opportunities with a stronger financial foundation. They reduced debt by exchanging $12.7 million of convertible notes for preferred equity and acquired water rights in Costa Rica. Leadership updates include appointing William Devereux as CFO and Tom Foer as chair of the audit committee. Despite challenges, Splash maintains its core team and infrastructure, preparing to resume broader commercial activities as liquidity improves. Management is focused on long-term shareholder value and expanding their portfolio and global distribution network.
Psychedelic news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, positioning at the forefront of next-gen treatment. NRx Pharmaceuticals, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is expanding its network of mental health clinics through its subsidiary Hope Therapeutics, while advancing its NMDA-based therapies toward FDA approval. Hope plans to invest $10.3 million to acquire clinics offering neuroplastic therapies like TMS and ketamine, projecting $15 million in revenue for 2025. NRx is also progressing NRx-100, a ketamine therapy for suicidal depression, and NRx-101, an oral therapy for bipolar depression, both with expedited FDA designations. NRx is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD.
Woofies joins forces with American Kennel Club to elevate dog grooming standards nationwide. Woofies has partnered with the American Kennel Club to provide standardized grooming safety training and certifications to its franchise teams nationwide. Through the AKC SAFE Grooming Program, Woofies franchises will complete safety courses covering best practices in pet care, health protocols, accident prevention, and more. Certified locations will be listed on the AKC Groomer Finder, assuring consumers of the highest safety standards. This collaboration reflects Woofie's commitment to excellence and pet well-being, setting a high standard for groom safety across the country. For over 21 years, Woofie's has been a trusted name in pet care, offering grooming, walking, sitting, and mobile spa services. Learn more at woofies.com.
Critical Metals Corp. launches drilling program in Greenland to position Tanbreez for commercial production. Critical Metals Corp., a leading critical minerals mining company, has launched a 2,000-meter resource diamond drilling program at the Tanbreez Rare Earth Project in Greenland. This program aims to boost the resource estimate ahead of Q4 2025 milestones, positioning the mine for commercial production expected in 2026. The drilling campaign targets to increase the size of the existing mineral resource estimate for the Fjord Eudialyte deposit. The first drill hole has already shown promising results with medium-grained eudialyte composition. Critical Metals Corp.'s experienced Greenland drilling contractor, 60 North Greenland, is spearheading the program. The company remains on track to deliver final reports by Q4 2025, paving the way for commercial production to meet the growing demand for rare earth materials in the United States and the West.
Green Energy Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ FMST, finalizes 100% ownership of Jean Lake Lithium Gold Project in Manitoba. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as FMST and on CSE as FFAT, has finalized 100% ownership of the Jean Lake Lithium Gold Project in Manitoba. The acquisition was completed with a final cash payment of $75,000 and the issuance of $75,000 in common shares to Mount Morgan Resources Limited. The total purchase amounted to $250,000 in cash and 47,299 shares, meeting all exploration spend requirements. Initial drilling at the project site yielded promising results, including 7.50 grams per ton of gold over 7.66 meters and 1.26% lithium oxide over 3.35 meters. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted the project's potential amid high gold prices and expressed solidarity with Snow Lake residents and First Nations partners affected by wildfires.
Gabriel Hassan joins ICR as Global Head of Governance and Shareholder Advisory. ICR, a leading strategic communications and advisory firm, has appointed Gabriel Hassan as Global Head of Governance and Shareholder Advisory. With a background at BlackRock's investment stewardship team, managing over $400 billion, Hassan brings extensive experience in governance, sustainability, and investment stewardship. His expertise will help ICR's clients navigate capital markets with confidence, enhance transparency, and build trust with the market. Hassan's global experience and leadership will further solidify ICR's position as strategic advisors, delivering value across industries. His unique combination of skills will strengthen governance practices and help clients respond effectively in today's evolving landscape.
Pure Bear to open first Mountain View studio, led by local husband and wife team. Pure Bear, the largest bear workout brand in the United States, is set to open its first Mountain View location on July 17. The studio, owned by husband and wife team Sophia and John Lynn, will offer Pure Bear's challenging and proprietary berry technique. The Lynns, who met while earning their MBAs, have chosen to settle in Mountain View and bring this total body workout to the community. Pure Berry's popularity stems from its effective technique, high-energy atmosphere, and motivating music. The new studio will provide low-impact, high-intensity workouts designed to strengthen and tone muscles in just 45 to 50 minutes. For more information, visit the Pure Berry website or contact the studio directly.
Rockbreaks, ES Gold Corp., OTC, ESAUF, featured in Network Newswire editorial on emerging mining models. ES Gold Corp., listed as ESAU on the CF on the OTCQB, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting its strategy of redeveloping past-producing mine sites. The editorial showcases ES Gold as a lower-risk alternative to traditional high-capex exploration models with a focus on overlooked assets amid surging mineral demand. With gold prices at record highs, ES Gold's approach offers a compelling value proposition. The company, known for clean mining and exploration innovation, is advancing projects in Quebec while promoting sustainable resource recovery. ES Gold's Montauban property exemplifies responsible mining practices, combining near-term production with district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks, a specialized communications platform within the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN, provides deep insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. SolarBank Corp., CBOE, CN, GI2, aligns strategy as North American energy policy shifts. SolarBank Corp., a premier developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects, is strategically aligning itself with the shifting North American energy policy. The company has secured a $100 million financing deal with CIM Group to meet the new U.S. clean energy tax credit requirements. SolarBank is prioritizing construction on a 97-megawatt portfolio in key states and deploying battery systems in Ontario and Nova Scotia, with a focus on adapting to evolving incentives and managing cross-border policy risks. SolarBank is positioning itself to benefit from policy developments in the U.S. and Canada.
Investor news breaks: Lantern Pharma, NAC-LTRN, taps IBN to lead corporate communications amid AI-driven oncology pipeline progress. Lantern Pharma, LRN, a biotech company utilizing its RADR AI platform for precision oncology drug development, has enlisted IBN to oversee its corporate communications strategy. The company is making progress with clinical programs targeting various cancers, including 3 AI-guided candidates and a CNS-focused subsidiary. With multiple FDA-designated therapies in active trials, Lantern aims to raise investor awareness through the partnership with IBN. Lantern Pharma is focused on transforming oncology drug discovery and development with its AI technology, accelerating the development of therapies for different cancer types. For more information, visit Lantern Pharma's newsroom at the provided link. Investor news breaks. Secure Private Data Limited, OTCQX, Asera, raises FI's prices amid surge in demand for private cybersecurity solutions. Secure Private Data Limited, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and communications provider, has raised prices across all service tiers due to increased demand driven by rising business email compromise and AI-driven attacks. Targeting high-value clients in finance, law, and government sectors, Secure aims to increase average revenue per user by at least 50%. New features include alias emails, SEC-compliant message archiving, and white-label capabilities. Secure's platform offers secure communication without relying on big tech infrastructure. To learn more, visit Secure's website.
Investor news breaks. Origenics Inc., OGMerican N., secures U.S. manufacturing partner ahead of Phase 2b trials for concussion drug. Origenics Inc. has secured a U.S. manufacturing partner, Sterling Pharma Solutions, for the production of its lead drug candidate, ONP-002, targeting concussion. The agreement, which will support Origenics' Phase 2b trials starting next year, marks a significant milestone in the company's clinical development. CEO Janet Huffman emphasized the importance of this partnership in advancing U.S.-based innovation and quality. Origenics is a biotechnology company focused on developing intranasal therapeutics for brain-related conditions and infectious diseases. For more information, visit www.origenics.com.
TBC Uzbekistan recognized among world's top fintechs by CNBC and Statista. TBC Uzbekistan, part of London-listed TBC Bank Group, has been recognized as one of the world's top fintechs in the neo-banking category by CNBC and Statista. This accolade marks TBC Uzbekistan as the first and only business from Uzbekistan and Central Asia to receive this recognition. The world's top fintech companies list is based on key performance indicators like revenue, profitability, customer base, and more. TBC Uzbekistan's ecosystem, which includes TBC UZ, PAYM, PAYM Nasiya, and TBC Insurance, has reached 19.7 million users. CEO Nika Kurdiani expressed gratitude for the international recognition, highlighting the company's commitment to innovation and growth in Uzbekistan. TBC Uzbekistan continues to expand its digital ecosystem, recently acquiring a majority stake in Bills to enhance its reach in the SME segment. Biomed news breaks. Nanovirusides Inc. American, NNVC, highlights Mpox drug progress as WHO extends global health emergency. Inc. highlights progress on its Mpox drug, NV387, as the WHO extends the global health emergency. The company's Phase 1 trials show a strong safety profile, with Phase 2 trials in Africa on the horizon. Unlike current treatments, NV387 mimics human cell features to block viral entry, potentially avoiding resistance. This advancement could unlock multi-billion-dollar markets, including government bioterrorism stockpiles. Nanovirusides is focused on developing NV387 for various respiratory viral infections, including RSV, COVID-19, long COVID, influenza, and Mpox smallpox infections. For more information, visit nanovirusides.com.
Investor news breaks. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HT, advances turnaround with NASDAQ compliance, strategic acquisitions, and Alshola Gas momentum. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, O, has made significant strides in its turnaround efforts, including regaining NASDAQ compliance through a reverse stock split. The company acquired Alshola Gas targeting $20 million in revenue for 2025, with $7.4 million in new contracts since November. Fusion Fuel also raised $2.58 million and secured a $25 million equity line. In addition, the company agreed to acquire a UK-based fuel distributor for £50 million and signed an agency agreement with Sungrow Hentech Co. Ltd., CEO John Paul highlighted the company's progress in addressing leg issues and building momentum through strategic acquisitions, positioning Fusion Fuel for long-term shareholder value.
.ai launches limited run of Xaiem hardware, offering early access to automated data collection tool for improved supply chain management. .ai, a leading IoT and AI-based SaaS startup, has announced the limited production run of its Xaiem Bridge, a revolutionary automated data collection tool for supply chain management. The Xaiem Bridge eliminates manual inventory tools and offers real-time visibility through continuous scanning. This compact device, similar in size to a smartphone, integrates with existing SaaS solutions and .ai's AI platform for comprehensive operational insights. CEO Edna Brodsky describes the Xaiem Bridge as a strategic enabler for modern logistics, providing reliable data and AI-driven insights without manual effort. The industry-disrupting Xaiem Bridge is currently being manufactured in .ai's Puerto Rico facility, with plans to expand globally. Customers can schedule a demo and learn more on the .ai website. General availability is expected in the coming months, offering AI-enhanced predictive analytics to increase revenue and improve customer experience.
Survey results highlight new potential discovery for ES Gold Corp, OTCQB, EEUF at Quebec site. Survey results from ES Gold Corp revealed a potential new discovery at the Quebec site. The survey went deeper than planned, mapping over 1,200 meters and uncovering district-scale geology resembling known mineral systems. This has expanded the exploration roadmap, targeting deeper mineralized lenses. ES Gold is preparing to launch revenue generation strategies at the Montauban mine site while continuing gold and silver exploration. The recent ANT survey marks the first modern deep geophysics application at Montauban, signaling a new era of exploration. Investors can find updates on ESOF in the company's newsroom. For more information on Mining Newswire and its services, visit miningnewswire.com.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYSE American SVM, reports higher Q1 output and revenue ahead of August earnings release. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker SVM, has reported higher output and revenue for Q1 fiscal 2026. Revenue increased by 13% year-over-year to $81.3 million, with silver production up 6% to 1.8 million ounces. Lead output rose 1%, while zinc production fell by 19%. The Ying Mining District saw a 28% increase in ore processed, boosting gold output by 79%. Full Q1 financials will be released on August 7, 2025, after market close. For more information, visit Silvercorp's newsroom.
Tiny Gems Breaks, SEG Media Corporation, SEG, LTRYW, initiates CUSIP change to bolster shareholder protections amid rebrand. SEG Media Corporation, formerly known as Lottery.com, has announced a CUSIP number change to enhance market transparency and combat illicit trading activity. Trading under the SEG ticker, the company is working with counsel to pursue regulatory action while expanding globally in sports, entertainment, and gaming. SEG Media operates digital assets like Sports.com and Lottery.com, focusing on fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven experiences. Tiny Gems, a communications platform, specializes in small-cap and mid-cap companies with bright futures, offering access to wire solutions, syndication to 5,000-plus outlets, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. Tiny Gems provides unparalleled recognition and brand awareness for its clients. Investor news breaks. BioAdaptives Inc., OTC Pink BDPT, prepares for national launch of NeuroRush TM Nootropic in late summer 2025. BioAdaptives Inc. is gearing up for the national launch of NeuroRush Nootropic in late summer 2025. This next-generation nootropic is designed to boost mental clarity, cognitive endurance, and stress adaptability. The adaptogen-based formula, featuring ingredients like rhodiola and ashwagandha, will be available in two versions, one with natural caffeine and one caffeine-free. NeuroRush TM aims to support brain health without the crash of stimulants. The product will be accessible online and through strategic wellness partners. For more information, visit BioAdaptives' website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Investor News Breaks, Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., INBES, expands global reach with Smardox distribution deal. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., S, has expanded its global reach through a distribution agreement with Smardox R to introduce the SmarTest patch drug detection product to international markets. This move supports INBES's international growth strategy and adds a new revenue stream in the global drug testing market, projected to reach $18.6 billion by 2030. The SmarTest patch enables continuous sweat-based drug monitoring and complements INBES's fingerprint-based testing already distributed by Smardox in the U.S. forensic market. Designed for rapid, non-invasive testing, the intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system screens for drugs commonly found in the workplace, providing results in under 10 minutes. For more information, visit INBES's newsroom at Yin. Investor News Breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., Nuyas America, to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Kairos Pharma Ltd. will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference from September 8 to 10, 2025, at the Lotte New York Palace Hotel. The company, based in Los Angeles, California, focuses on oncology therapeutics, with its lead candidate, ENV-105, targeting CD105 to reverse drug resistance in cancer treatments. ENV-105 is currently in phase 2 clinical trials for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trials for lung cancer. For more information, visit Kairos Pharma's website at www.kairospharma.com.
From phase 2 trial results to expansion mode, a look at BioRestorative's novel approach to treating chronic pain. BioRestorative Therapies, a regenerative medicine company, recently completed a phase 2 clinical trial for chronic lumbar disc disease with their flagship product candidate, BRTX-100. CEO Lance Alstott shared that over 74% of participants showed greater than 50% improvement in function, surpassing the FDA's threshold. BRTX-100 uses a patient's own stem cells to target the root cause of pain, setting the stage for a pivotal trial. The company aims to enroll a total of 99 patients in the phase 2 trials. Alstott also discussed BioRestorative's expansion plans and future endeavors in a recent interview with Benzinga.
Gold stalls after climbing to 3-week high. The price of gold edged lower after reaching a 3-week peak on Monday. Investors are focused on upcoming economic data from the U.S. and trade talks. Silver reached a level last seen in 2011. Gold stocks like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are unlikely to be affected by this drop. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks News website. Tiny Gems Brakes, Mullen Automotive Inc., Mullen, highlights August as key window for commercial EV incentives. Through Bollinger Motors. Mullen Automotive Inc., Eng, through its subsidiary Bollinger Motors, highlights August as a key window for commercial EV incentives. New York's truck voucher incentive program will be replenished, offering up to $144,000 in vouchers. Combined with the federal 45W tax credit of up to $40,000, fleet operators can save significantly upfront. Bollinger urges swift action as federal credits expire after September 30, 2025. The Bollinger B4, an all-electric Class 4 chassis cab, qualifies for these programs and is designed for performance, safety, and urban fleet versatility.
Nicola Mining Inc., TSX, OTCQ, extends $2 million credit line to support gold production, key partners. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.V as NIM and on the OTCQB as HUSIF, has extended a $2 million credit line to support gold production and key partners. The credit facility provides Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. access to $2 million over a 12-month term, showcasing Nicola's confidence in the project's production trajectory. Nicola's CEO commended Blue Lagoon's execution and community engagement. This strategic move aligns with Nicola's mission to foster industry collaboration and regional gold development in British Columbia. The unsecured credit facility allows for interest-only payments for the first 11 months, with an option to extend for another year under revised terms. This initiative reflects Nikola's commitment to responsible mining and its vertically integrated approach, combining milling capabilities with financial support. Hope Hydration raises $20 million Series A led by Pentair. Hope Hydration, the company known for delivering free filtered water through its digitally connected water refill hydro stations, has secured $20 million in Series A funding. The round was led by Pentair PLC, with additional participation from Burnt Island Ventures. This new capital will support Hope's expansion into new markets, manufacturing scale-up, product innovation, and strategic partnerships. Founded by Forbes 30 Under 30 alumnus Jorge Richardson, cultural strategist Christina Necco, and hardware engineer Dave Teague, Hope focuses on reducing single-use plastic waste and promoting sustainable hydration. The company's hydro stations utilize Everpure filtration technology to provide free, high-quality water in cities, stadiums, airports, and commercial spaces. With a goal of 10 million refills by year-end, Hope is on a mission to make clean water more accessible and reduce plastic waste worldwide. Neuralbase to advance development of AI chatbot platform with integration of ChatGPT technology. Neuralbase AI Ltd., operating as BMP AI, is advancing its chatbot platform by integrating ChatGPT technology to enhance intelligence and user experience. This integration aims to improve natural language understanding, scalability, development speed, and user satisfaction. Leveraging ChatGPT from OpenAI, BMP AI plans to create more authentic and responsive AI assistants for enterprise clients. The platform will target fintech, customer service, and enterprise automation applications. Neuralbase remains committed to transparency, privacy, and ethical AI design. For more information, visit neuralbase.ai or sec.gov. GeoVax highlights growing urgency for diversified Mpox vaccine supply as global outbreaks expand. GeoVax Labs Inc. emphasizes the urgent need to expand global Mpox vaccine access as outbreaks increase. The European Medicines Agency supports a streamlined development pathway for the GEO-MVA vaccine candidate through a single Phase 3 immunobridging trial. Clade 1 Mpox cases are spreading globally, with new detections in China, the UK, Italy, and the US. GeoVax's GEO-MVA vaccine is positioned as a scalable alternative with EMA endorsement and plans for modernized manufacturing. The company is engaging with global stakeholders to enable rapid deployment of GEO-MVA in current and emerging hotspots.
Telvantis settles remaining note obligation with prior controlling shareholder. Telvantis Inc. has settled the entire note balance with Jan Bella Group LLC, the prior controlling shareholder of Ardar. The original obligation was first reduced and has now been paid in full, closing all remaining obligations from the acquisition of Ardar last year. CEO Daniel Contreras views this as a positive step, especially with the recent LOI to acquire AmeriCrew and commercial momentum in June 2025. CFO Daniel Gilcher expressed gratitude to Jan Bella for reaching a mutually beneficial outcome. Telvantis, a U.S.-based communications technology company, is focused on becoming a leader in the communications technology space, with a strong foothold in sectors like fintech, healthcare, and e-commerce. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.